introduce the first of tonight's speakers, Vincent.
Hello, my name's Vincent and I'm an addict. A nervous one at that. I was just thinking, I was in the toilet a minute ago doing about the third, whatever I was doing, right? And my heart's beating like the clappers. I thought to myself, it's like injecting cocaine in my neck. And then the next thought was, no, Vince, it's nothing like injecting cocaine into your neck. Nothing at all. And I was thinking, a lot of my story is really different than a lot of other people's stories, but if you've got a problem with drugs and you can't control it and you've got a problem with your mind, what gets you to use drugs, even though you really, really wouldn't want to use drugs, saying where you can't see the insanity of it and you go and do it, you're in the right place, even though you don't identify with what I'm about to tell you. And I'm in Narcotics Anonymous because someone took a right liberty with me and they 12-stepped me. And that is the God's honest truth. That is the truth. I thought it was a right liberty that someone got involved with me using drugs. But I believe I was on a journey and that was meant to get into my life at that specific time. And I was done. I used drugs from the age of 10 years old to the age of 37. And I got clean in Narcotics Anonymous. I didn't get clean in a treatment centre. I got clean in here. Where you read out 90 meetings in 90 days, get a sponsor, do all that. I've done about 14 meetings a week. I've got service within 4 days. I've got a sponsor within 25 days. The third person I asked, so I asked two people before, and that was a right liberty again that they didn't sponsor me, but they wasn't meant to sponsor me. It was meant to be this third man. And I've always been involved with NA, and on December the 29th, last year, I was 6 years clean. And that's why I come here. I drove 160 miles today to come here to speak to you for 15 minutes, and that's my great gratitude for Narcotics Anonymous. And I will come back and come back and come back, and I love doing service, even though I don't feel good about it. But so my story is, I used that long, and I got clean in here. And the way I describe it is, I started sniffing glue when I was 10 years old, and the hallucination went on for 27 years because I'd never been clean before. I'd never been clean. The hallucination went on for 27 years. The hallucination stopped. It was like a car crash. I went through the windscreen out the other end and I was in shock. That's how and you hear my story, you'll understand why I was in shock. My friend, I got clean in my friend's front room, and there's some things I'm going to tell you now what I couldn't tell you in the beginning. I got clean in my friend's front room. I was using in his house for 2 days, and he came to me one day, he said, you got any drugs? And I turned around, I'd done something strange, I went to my pocket, got the bottle of tablets, went to him, going to him, he's turned around and went to the toilet and flushed him down the toilet, which I thought he didn't flush him down the toilet. I thought he was just testing me, see if I'm going to need any. But that night coming, he didn't give me none. He had flushed him down the toilet, and a realisation kicked in, and I was in his front room. He had his partner, who was 4 months pregnant, his little daughter, and two massive dogs, and this drug addict in his front room. And I've never been so scared in my life. I couldn't tell you this in the beginning. I've never been so scared and so lonely in my life in his front room, early hours of the morning, and I had tears coming down my cheek. I wasn't sobbing, I just had tears coming down my cheek, and I looked up and went, please look after me, I'm going to kill myself, or I'm going to go and use. And what happened that day, my obsession left me, and it hasn't returned, and I've been involved with Narcotics Anonymous since that day, and that's why I keep coming here, because, as I said, I've come out of it in shock. So I got involved with service and everything like that, and I was very shut down in the beginning. Very shut down, sitting here thinking, what a strange place this is, what strange people, how can they speak like that? And I couldn't really speak, even though I'd done service. But after a little while, I started to wake up. Realisation kicked in about the harm and damage I caused myself and my family. Because I'll tell you what shock I come out of my drug addiction. I come out of my right leg amputated and my back cut open where they've cut away a third of my left lung. And none of these things stopped me from using drugs. I used in hospital why my leg was swollen up. I've never seen nothing like my life. A priest came to give me my last rites. They had to get my dad to sign a consent form to have my leg amputated thinking I'm going to die any minute. And I come out of there in a wheelchair and I go and use again. And while I'm in hospital with my lung, my back cut open, I'm in hospital coming up with bright ideas. Well, I can't smoke because I've got a bad lung. But you know what? It's all right. I'll inject it anyway because that won't affect my lung. And that was quite a sensible thought for me. And then I come home from there and it was winter time. My family are coughing around me. And I'm saying to them, please, could you put your hand over your mouth, please? Like you see, I've got a bad lung. And that's how insane I am when I use. And that's how self-centred and selfish, and I don't consider them. And what happened to me, I come into here, and I started hearing you lot speak. You could have conversations. You had some interest in something, and I didn't know nothing. I swear to God, I was like 10 years old at the age of 37. I didn't know nothing. I was in my friend's house for 15 days, and he dropped me off at a supported housing dry house. And the day, I couldn't tell people this, the day he dropped me off there, I've gone, would you please come and pick me up and take me to the meetings? I was like 4 years old when my mum took me to school for the first time ever. I was 37 years old, 38 in a couple of weeks up. I was like a four-year-old little boy in a 38-year-old body. And I said to my friend, could you come and pick me up, please? Like, and I think they're called analogies. I use these analogies because a lot of people will identify with being dropped off at school and left there and how scary it is. That's what it was like for me. And I can remember walking down the road for the first time and I bumped into a guy. He said, you look lost. It's the first time in my whole life that I walked down the road with no drugs in my system. And this well was alien. It was very, very scary, very, very strange. But I started doing strange. I started hanging about with people who weren't using, people in recovery. And things started to change. And I mean, it was very, very scary. And the shock started to kick in. And like, I come to meetings. And I really try and... I've been quite good. I haven't thought of swearing at the moment. But when I try not to swear now because I've got a serious problem with swearing. Like, when I first got clean, I was in so much shock, people thought I had Tourette's. And I'm not meaning to make that. I was in shock. And, like, yous were all, had your body parts. Yous were all, like, sort of, like, together. Yous could speak. Everything. Like, I had nothing. I had a hold all with bloodstained clothes in it. I had nothing. I had no life at all. And people would share, and I would share back from the floor for, like, 3 minutes, and... As soon as I said, my name's Vincent, I'm an addict, my sponsor and my friends would just sink in their seats and think, what is he going to say now? What is he going to say? But I didn't know. It's only looking back at that, I was releasing the anger and everything what I had inside me. And no one stopped me from going in their meetings. No one said, you can't do that in here. It's not spiritual. They let me be what I was going to be. And now I'm a completely different person from that person who first got clean. I know how to live life. That's why I'm like... Narcotics Anonymous was, for me, like a nursery. And that's the easiest way I can say it. I was so immature in every area of my life. This was like a nursery to me where I come to grow up. And I come to learn what's wrong with me and how to stay clean. And that's how I've been doing. And one of the biggest things I could tell you about where I come from is, like, I moved into my first flat ever and I was 8 months clean. I'd never, ever lived alone in my life. 8 months clean was the scariest time of my life. My mind really, really woke up then and tried to really, really cause me damage. I was obsessed about the damage I caused myself. I'd go home to my flat on my own. My mind would just assault me, abuse me with the, look what you've done, look, look. And I'd go asleep at night, mentally exhausted. And as soon as I wake up in the morning, it'd be on me again, look what you've done. And I had to get out of my house and be around other people. And then... This was at the beginning, and another thing that happened in that flat, I can remember when I had an electric meter and with a key. I know how to do that. You put the key in, you put money on your key. And I say this, and this ain't going to keep it clean. Nothing I say is going to keep it clean, but it might give someone, because I say these things and they don't feel as alone as some, like, because I can come in here and people saying, like, they come from well-educated lives, universities, they know how to do everything. And I sat and I didn't know how to do nothing. So I say these things that I'm saying, look, this is where I come from. Now, I've got my gas meter changed over to a card meter, and I thought it might be like the electric meter. And I went round the shop the day it ran out, and I got £10 put on my gas card. I come back, I put it in the machine, and I couldn't touch it. There was a red button and a black button, and I didn't know what to do. So I took the card back out again for over about 5 minutes, walked back around the shop, asked the woman to put another 10 on me card. And I walked back to the thing again, and I stood there for about 10, 15 minutes, not wanting to touch it, saying, "Vince, you're going to break it. Do not touch it. You'll break it. Phone someone up. So I phoned the guy up. He said, "I'm going to charge you £30 call-out fee." I went, "You get my gas working, I will pay you £30. He came around, put the card in, pressed the red button for a second, and I had gas. I didn't know how to do that. And my mind wouldn't let me get down and read the instructions, because I'm a professional now at putting gas on my gas meter. It says hold button A, release button A. But that's where I come from. I didn't know how to do that, and I got charged £30. Like, I had to ask a man to sponsor me. I mean, all I needed to do was go and buy the books. But I needed someone to show me how to stay clean. Another thing, like, that's very early, and I've only got a short time. In my life today, working a programme, like sitting here just now, I pray. And I couldn't tell you that in the beginning. I pray. Well, I pray before I wake up in the morning, I pray at night. Sitting here now, I say a prayer, and it gives me some more positive thoughts. You'll be all right, Vince. Like, step three, what's going to come out, it's meant to come out, you'll be okay. Because in the beginning, I'll do a share. Afterwards, my mind will torture me again. You missed the most important part. But what I'm meant to say now, I've got 15 minutes. That's what I'm meant to say. I would love to have the 40 minutes, or you could share it with me. Right? But I'd love... So this is how I live my life today. My family used to say I was a natural-born warrior. Well, I've got two children now. I've got two beautiful girls, and I never had nothing in my life. I've got everything I could ever want. Sometimes a bit hard work, but my daughter, my partner, about 6 months ago, come home from the doctors, and she was in bits. I feel a bit... she was in bits. She said, "My daughter Gracie's got a heart murmur." And just saying it now, brought me up in her... I shit the life out of me. I thought my baby's going to die. So that was terrifying. So my thought was terrifying. But what happened? I went to the doctors and found out a bit more about it, but it didn't take the fear away. What took the fear away is me having a step three in my life. And like, there's this word, powerless, what we banned about. I was totally powerless over what was going to happen to my daughter. Totally powerless. I could not do a thing. I needed to handed my will and my life over to the care of God. I needed this God, because the way I say about God is, when I was a little baby, I was very ill. My mum used to put her arms around me, and I was secured, and I felt comforted, right? Now, the higher power, God, whatever it is, when I'm in positions like that, puts their arms around me, comforts me, and lets me know I'm going to be all right. I went through 6 months till we found out my baby's heart murmur wasn't as serious as what we thought it was going to be. But I couldn't believe how I lived 6 months, and I come out of the hospital, I said to my partner, "Now that was a step three." Because I couldn't believe how comfortable I was, not as comfortable as I would like to be, how I lived for 6 months with a thought of my daughter could be dying. And I couldn't believe it, and that's all down to this. That's all down to how my thinking is completely, completely changed. But my first thought could still be insane, like injecting crack into my neck or cocaine into my neck. But the next thought is normally, I forgot the word, a positive one or a better one than my other thought. But big thing with Narcotics Anonymous has done for me is give me that gap between that first thought. And I can see, when I think of using drugs, I can see totally how insane it is. And the longer I stay in recovery, I can see, because when I stop using drugs, I'm really insane. I'm insane in another area of my life. I wish I had 40 minutes, I'd go on about. And really, I need a gap between my thinking and my actions, because without drugs in my body, I'm a completely different person. And that doesn't mean I'm a really nice person. I'm self-seeking, self-centred, without the use of drugs, and I'll do anything to get what I want. And I hope if you're new here, you carry on coming here. Don't listen to your thought in your mind. Not if you're new, you know what I mean? We all get it. Don't go there. I mean, it's completely insane. We don't have to go and say, let's go and use. It can come to me in another way before it says to me, come, let's go and use. And that's why I keep coming here, and that's why I drive 160 mile. So I hope you've got something out of it. It's a pleasure sitting here, and maybe one day I'll come back and do the 40-minute one.